on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
MK party members are expected to descend on the Durban Magistrates Court, where Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is due to make her first appearance this morning. The 42-year-old daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is facing charges linked to her alleged involvement in the 2021 July unrest. Nishera Sothiyals filed this report for Newswatch.
The Umkhonto we Sizwe parties describe the accusations levelled against Zuma Sambudla as an abuse of state institutions. In a message on X, formerly Twitter, the organisation, founded by her father, urged its ground forces to mobilise in solidarity for the MP. Details on her charges are unclear at this stage, but at the time of the riots, several inflammatory posts were shared on what was believed to be Zuma Sambudla's ex-account. The civil unrest, which left over 300 people dead, broke out after her father was jailed on charges of contempt of court. A year later, KZN prosecutors were asked whether Zuma's daughter was being investigated for allegedly instigating the violence. The provincial director for public prosecution said they'd need sufficient evidence to build a case. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
South African troops deployed to the Democratic Republic of Congo aren't returning home anytime soon. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says the country won't withdraw its troops from the DRC. The announcement comes amid growing calls for the SANDF to pull soldiers out after 13 South Africans were killed in clashes with rebel fighters, the M23. Speaking at a cabinet lekgotla in Pretoria yesterday, Lamola said that South Africa will respect the mission. He's called for an immediate ceasefire.
It is not a bilateral agreement between South Africa and the DRC that we can just unilaterally, as South Africa, decide now that we are withdrawing. It must be taken at that multilateral level. As I've said, all these have got stages of SADC, the AU, and the United Nations. We are not on a frolic of our own.
And Donald Trump says he's going to open a new detention center at Guantanamo Bay for 30,000 undocumented migrants.
To detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back. So we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? And it's a tough place to get out of.
The U.S. president made the announcement before signing the Laken-Riley Act into law. It means illegal immigrants charged with theft-related crimes can be detained. It's named after a Georgia nursing student who was murdered last year by a man from Venezuela. Meanwhile, Meta has agreed to pay Trump $25 million to settle a 2021 lawsuit he filed, claiming he was wrongfully censored by Facebook and Instagram after the U.S. Capitol riots. Back home, a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 32, Richards Bay 31. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.